Now turn with me to Joshua chapter 8, the sixth book in the Bible. Verse 11, and all the people, even the people of war that were with him, went up and drew nigh and came to the city and pitched on the side of Ai. Now there was a valley between them and Ai. All right, let's go over to the 29th verse, starting with the 25th. And so it was that all that fell that day, both of men and women, were 12,000, even all the men of Ai. Now, verse 27, only the cattle and the spoil of the city Israel took for a prey unto themselves, according unto the word of the Lord, which commanded Joshua. Joshua burnt Ai, made it a heap forever, even a desolation unto this day. Now listen, and the king of Ai, remember it said there's a valley there? So there's two mountains on each side. The king of Ai, he hanged on a tree until evening tide. That's the type of Jesus being made a curse for us. And as soon as the sun was down, Joshua commanded that they should take his carcass down from the tree and cast it into the gate of the city, raised 13, and a heap of stones remaineth until this day. Now you have it. Now, what was it Paul Harvey used to say? And that is the rest of the story. Amen. The type was done there. The setup. Then the war. The absolute defeat, total defeat of Ai. Complete defeat. Complete defeat of the curse. And when evening came, they hung him on a tree. Now we have Galatians 3:13. Redeemed from that curse. I want to go to the 90th Psalm, but I'm going to do it in the Classic Amplified because there's a footnote there, if you'll turn there. In the 90th Psalm, a prayer of Moses, the man of God. Lord, you've been our dwelling place and our refuge in all generations. Notice the word refuge. Before the mountains were brought in, so forth and so on. Now, come down. Let me tell you something. Before I read this, let's go to Numbers 14:25. I'm just going to go ahead and read it here in the Classic Amplified. Now, because the Amalekites and the Canaanites dwell in the valley, tomorrow turn and go into the wilderness by the way of the Red Sea. And the Lord said to Moses and Aaron, how long will this evil congregation murmur against me? I have heard the complaints the Israelites murmur against me. Tell them as I live, says the Lord, that what you have said in my hearing, I will do to you. They kept saying, we're going to die in this desert. It is a land that flows with milk and honey, but it's full of giants, and we're going to die. He brought us out here to die. He brought us out here to kill us. Well, he's their covenant partner. They kept saying it. And they kept saying it. Your dead bodies shall fall in this wilderness, all of you who were numbered of you from 20 years old and upward, who have murmured against me. Surely none shall come into the land which I swore to make you dwell, except Caleb and Joshua. That left Moses out. Because he disobeyed God. He struck the rock and water came out. But the second time, the Lord told him to speak to it. Use your faith to do it this time. So he got in deep trouble over that. Now we know what happened in the 90th Psalm. Turn over there now. For all our days out here in this wilderness, says Moses, pass away in your wrath. We spend our years as a tale that's told. For we adults know we are doomed to die soon without reaching Canaan. And the days of our years are 70 years, and even by reason of use, 80. Yet is there pride in additional years? And people have taken that, and I heard Brother Hagin say it over. You know, God's promised us 70 or 80 years, but in the 91st Psalm, it says, "He's satisfied. You know, when I'm gone, I'm satisfied." Mm-hmm. He got hold of it. He heard Keith Moore preach it, and he grabbed a hold of it. But it was way down the line, and he got satisfied. I have the message. I have the message that he preached right before he went home and went back to Tulsa. And he was telling people what the plans we have for next year. Wow. The plans we have for next year, which would have been 2004. Yeah. And the plans that they had. He wasn't planning this. He went back home. And so Jerry Horton always cooked for Kenneth and Aretha. And so they went home and he got up and had a big breakfast. And he said, told Jerry, I want another bowl of strawberries and cream. And she fixed him another bowl of strawberries and cream. And he ate that. And so then he ate it and looked over to Aretha and smiled. And he was gone. He was satisfied. And so immediately, Ken Jr. called me. But then he called me back a few days, just a day or two later. And he said, Kenneth, he's gone. He's down there in that hospital. He's gone, but his heart's still beating. And remember, that's supernatural heart.
Yes. Yes. Amen. Amen.
His heart didn't beat right. It'd flip and flop all around his chest. And it'd get crazy on him for different things. I said, Kenneth, I think you and the family need to go down there and turn it off. He said, I knew that. I just didn't want to do it. So they went down there and began to praise God for his magnificent life and all, and just laid hands on that body and spoke to it and said, now you can stop. He's in heaven. And it just turned off. I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, faith works. Bible-based faith and hope works. Amen. Glory to God. Yes. And so I did my best to take up where he left off. And that's been since 2003. And anyway. So now you can see that never was. Now, let me read the footnote. This psalm credited to Moses, who's interceding with God to remove the curse which made it necessary for every Israelite over 20 years of age when they rebelled against God at Kadesh Barnea to die before reaching the promised land. Moses says most of them were dying at 70 years of age. This number has been mistaken as set time of life. 70 years has never been the average span of life for humanity. It's not now. And as we go and medical science increases like it has, there's a lot of people should have been dead of heart attacks that are walking around. I have a man that one of my very best friends, Mac Hammond, pastors up in Minneapolis. Young man was his co-pilot, had a heart attack. And they just wouldn't let him get his medical anymore. Well, I also have a very good friend, Dr. William Bush. He was a naval surgeon. And flight surgeon. He learned how to fly in the Navy. And then the Navy put him through medical school and all that, so he became a flight surgeon. Now, I was preaching in a prison for Mike Barber, and I got really short of breath. I finished my job. And so, over around out there close to Dallas at Lancaster, where we landed, and we got in the airplane, and David Weider and I were in the airplane. Dwayne was up front in the cockpit. And I got in there and sat down and relaxed, and the glory of God came in that cockpit. I mean, in that cabin, and the word of the Lord came to me, and he said, I've given you a new heart. I have given you a new heart. 8:42 in the evening, in the month of October, in 2018, I think, I said, I receive it. I have a new heart. Amen. Now, my mother and that side of the family all had heart trouble. And that's what finally, that finally what brought my mother to heaven. So I took it. Well, then they examined me and said I needed a pacemaker. And I went to the Lord. I said, I'll just take that by faith. He said, no. You're too far behind the power curve. Now, that's an aviation term. There is a place when you begin to increase the angle of attack on an airplane where it's about to stall, and that you can get it to a place where there's not enough power to blow it out of that stall. You're going to have to put the nose down and get some speed to get it out. That's the power curve. He said, receive the pacemaker by faith. Amen. I said, in the name of Jesus Christ. Didn't even have one yet. I said, in the name of Jesus Christ, come on, pacemaker. Well, there's AFib there. And my heart beat to do this and just flop around. So the doctors rolled me in, and David was standing there. He said, look at your heart rate. Beep, beep, beep. It is 60 and it is 70. So they took me up there. I thought he was going to be about that size, you know. Well, it is, but the battery is about this big. And they had to make a pocket. And they didn't put me all the way out. This woman asked me, said, do you snore? I said, how would I know? And I said, no, I don't snore. And she laughed. And see, I already got this thing. So what? And they made this pocket for this thing, and I thought, dear Lord, that thing's just not any small thing. And he said, oh, Mr. Cook, I don't know what they were shooting me with, brother, but I'm telling you, it was instantaneous. Oh. And they rolled me back to the down there, and he said, now look at your heart rate. Boom, boom. Well, I got a job to do now. Praise the Lord. And they had a defibrillator in this thing. I set it off a couple. I got on that treadmill and kept doing it, boom. And I did just what you're doing. I started laughing. I said, ooh. And so got on that treadmill and went to work with my new heart.
Amen.
They did a test. I did not need a stent. I had one blocked artery and it had bypassed itself.
Praise
So, went to work, got on that treadmill. Now, the Bruce Protocol is an aviation thing, and you have to pass this thing. And it's 9 minutes. Well, before I took it, I was working out with the Bruce Protocol.
There you go.
Passed it, got my physical back. I'm flying. Never did quit. I passed it with the defibrillator in there operative. And it didn't set it off. Now, I took the thing by faith. So the tech rep came out and paired up with this thing and turned the defibrillator off. And I have record of that. And it went to the FAA. That's what they were worried about, is that defibrillator. That thing went off right before I landed or something. But I don't know how afraid they think I'd have to be right before I land for it, cause that thing to go off. But anyway, my point is, I took it by faith, and then the corresponding action. I didn't just give up and just go sit down and wait for my heart to kill me. And so I'm flying again. And my heartbeat. Right now is 80. I wear a Fitbit. Do you wear a Fitbit? That's kind of cool, isn't it?
It is.
Oh, yeah. I get on the treadmill of that thing and boom, 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 boom. It counts my steps. The way I work out, I get on the treadmill for 30 minutes, and I'll do 3,800 steps in 30 minutes. And on times when I can work out all week long, then I can come up with 50,000 steps for a week. Now, when I'm out here like this, we don't get a chance to do that. But I am so well. I am so healed. And we'll see corresponding action here in a moment. But I wanted you to see that. Now, Moses went through saying that. So let's go to Genesis 6:3. Moses said all that. This is first mention. What is called in the Bible first mention. It shall come to pass when men began to multiply on the face of the earth and daughters were born unto them, sons of God, so the daughters of men, and they were fair and da da da. And the third verse, and the Lord said, say the Lord said.
The Lord said.
My spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he is also flesh. Now, the New Living said he is only flesh. He wasn't born again then. Couldn't be anything but just flesh. Yet his days shall be 120 years. Medical science even says the human body should last 120 years if it wasn't for sickness and disease. But that's Bible. So now we fast forward. Everything that has anything to say about long life from there is based on 120 years. Now you know why God gave them food laws. They didn't know how to eat. They came out of Egypt. They didn't know how to eat. The stuff they eat would kill you. So it was called kosher. And those foods, and in the letter that the apostle wrote to Timothy, there's a bad comma. Anyway, I don't have time to take, maybe before we get through, about what nothing to be refused if received by thanksgiving and prayer. There's no commas in Greek. It's a totally different. Have you ever seen it? The Greek alphabet? There are no letters there. To us, they're symbols. Alpha, Omega, the beginning and the end. That's the Greek alphabet. That's the way it is. And Jesus said, I am the Alpha and the Omega. There's so many letters in that alphabet. But it doesn't have words and commas and punctuation like our languages do. And so there's mistakes because of that. But just know this. There are certain foods that if you continue to eat them all the time, you will begin to have physical problems. Over 98% of chronic diseases in the United States are self-induced.
Yes.
Amen. Now, Moses, now here's the way you follow it. If the writer writes a psalm and the next one doesn't have a writer, then that they attribute that to the next one. So let's turn to the 91st psalm. Now you remember, he talked about refuge. And here in the King James, the Lord has been our dwelling place in all generations, and so forth and so on. Now come over here. He wrote this one. Now he's talking about our lives are being cut off. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High. Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. He shall abide under the shadow of Shaddai, the God who is more than enough. He just got through telling them, you're going to die, all of you, but he's the God that's more than enough. Don't worry about it. It didn't say they went to hell. They just died early. Because they didn't know how to talk as covenant people. So now he's beginning to give them the answer. Now, here's what Moses has learned. You need to say it. He learned that at the rock of water. You need to say this. There are three people in here. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge, He is my fortress, He is my God, in Him will I trust. Surely He will deliver you. Surely.
Do you truly believe God can heal you? When the enemy comes from all angles to scare you into believing that you can't be delivered, overcome fear, defeat doubt, and build your faith with the Word of God. In the Healing is Yours package, you'll learn the truth of God's Word that will renew your mind and build your faith for your healing. Hear what God has to say about your healing in Healing Scriptures, a CD by Kenneth Copeland that reinforces with Scripture that God wants you well. You Are Healed, a mini-book also by Kenneth Copeland, explains God's covenant of healing for you. Every word from Jesus brought deliverance and healing. Bring that word of God into your household and charge up your faith to be made whole again in every area of your life. God's will is to heal, and He will heal everyone who comes to Him in faith. Because of your position in God as His child and His joint heir with Jesus, healing belongs to you. Allow God's healing power to overtake you. Be sure to request your free Healing is Yours package from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Know beyond all doubt that by the stripes of Jesus, you are healed. Go to kcm.org/victory offer or call 877-615-4267. Offer good for 60 days. If you are outside the United States, shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
Hello, I'm Pastor George Pearson. Today, we're sowing some free teaching resources into your life, and it's called The Healing Is Yours Package. It's a CD and a book package by Brother Copeland. You know, Jesus paid the full price for us to be healed and to be made well. Listen to the CD, read the book, and keep God's Word going into your spirit. Get totally immersed in it and be fully aware of your rights and your privileges in Christ. When sickness, fear, or lack put pressure on you, take your place in the authority of the Word, the name, and the blood of Jesus. Be more than a conqueror in every situation. This is something every believer needs to know. Request your package today on kcm.org and we'll send it to you absolutely free. You know, prayer is a very big part of who we are and what we do here at KCM. Our prayer line is a priority that we make available to you. We have licensed prayer ministers on staff who are trained in the Word of God. When something comes up and you need prayer, you've got a place to call. Someone on the other end of that phone will pray in faith and victory. We have somebody here who will come into agreement with you for your situation, and they'll believe God with you for your answer. So thank you for joining us today. We'll see you again tomorrow. This is Pastor George Pearson's reminding you that God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Kenneth and Gloria Copeland want to thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. To learn more about Kenneth Copeland Ministries and how we can help you grow in faith, check out our website for free content and resources available to you on kcm.org.
Prepare for your future in life and in ministry at Kenneth Copeland Bible College. Learn the life and spiritual skills you need to develop faith, integrity, and excellence in every aspect of your life. Be intensely discipled alongside other like-minded believers and grow your community. Apply yourself practically to ministry through class electives designed to develop your gifts. Internships and mentoring opportunities provide you with a strong foundation for ministry or to continue your education. Get equipped for your calling, enter into your mission field confidently, and teach others to do the same. Graduate as an available voice to carry the legacy of faith into your life and ministry.
You're a voice of victory wherever you go. You are His representative in the earth, and you are authorized to use His name.
To find out more, go to kcbiblecollege.org. Apply today.